Listener Production.
Hello, I'm Jennifer King with your news briefing. A GoFundMe page has been set up for the family of a pregnant woman who died in hospital after being hit in the head with a piece of concrete. The 30-year-old was critically injured on Tuesday night during an incident in the car park of a Karawarra shopping centre. She passed away overnight. The state government's latest pay offer to police will be put to a vote. The head of the police union says so far the reaction has been mixed and members are keen to have their say on whether to accept or reject the deal. The offer stands firm on a 3% pay rise but does include increases in shift allowances. Former Sydney schoolteacher Chris Dawson has been sentenced to 24 years behind bars for the murder of his wife Lynette 40 years ago. Her brother Greg has spoken outside court.
No sentence is long enough for taking someone's life. We respect and thank Judge Harrison for his sentence and hope Chris Dawson lives a long life in order to serve that sentence.
In sports, starting with cricket, skipper Pat Cummins has hit a milestone, taking his 200th test wicket on day three of the test against the West Indies in Perth. A short time ago, the visitors were 4 for 218. And Socceroos star Matt Leckie is putting the heat on the shoulders of Argentina as the Aussies prepare to face the two-time World Cup champions in Sunday's knockout.
Because no one expected us to be here. You know, we throw everything at them. There's no real pressure for us.